From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled. He has called it unconstitutional. Final results released Wednesday showed nearly 93% voting yes for independence, sparking celebrations like this one in Duhok. Fawaz Majed said he's grateful for the outcome. He said the Kurdish people deserve their own state. Turnout exceeded 72%, with higher turnout in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Salamania. Prime Minister al-Abadi insisted that federal authority will be imposed on all of Iraq, including the Kurdish region. He said this isn't a threat, but rather it will be done through constitutional means. The parliament has demanded the prime minister send troops to Kirkuk to take control of vital oil fields. Thousands of South Africans Wednesday marched in cities across the country demanding a fight against corruption.
Zuma must go! Zuma must go! Zuma must go! Zuma must go!
Many were chanting Zuma must go, a reference to the embattled South African president Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been mired by a series of scandals.
Now we are sick and tired of corruption that is taking place in our government. Yeah, it has come to an end. That's my opinion.
The protests were organized by the Congress of South African Trade Unions, which is backing Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa as the next leader of the ruling African National Congress, voting for that leadership expected in December. This is VOA News. The entire population of 11,000 has been evacuated from an island of the South Pacific archipelago, Vanuatu, where a volcano appears to be coming to life, threatening a major eruption. The evacuation order on Ombe Island is expected to be completed by October 6th. The Mararu Vui volcano is spewing rock and ash over local villages. UN officials are expected to visit Myanmar's volatile Rakhine State Thursday, where a security crackdown has forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. A UN spokesman said the trip is being handled by the Myanmar government. Few outsiders have been allowed to visit since Muslim insurgents attacked security forces in late August, prompting a crackdown. The UN Refugee Agency High Commissioner, Filippo Grandi, said the exodus of refugees has slowed.
The flow has declined, although the information we got from various government agencies in Bangladesh was that there are displaced people still inside Myanmar, some of whom may be trying to find their way across the border into Bangladesh.
He said for those who have fled, returning will take time, if it happens at all, if the violence stops. President Donald Trump Wednesday proposed a major tax overhaul, offering to cut business and individual taxes to spur growth.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I guess it's probably something I could say that I'm very good at. I've been waiting for this for a long time. We're going to cut taxes for the middle class, make the tax code simpler and more fair for everyday Americans, and we are going to bring back the jobs and wealth that have left our country.
Speaking in Indiana, Mr. Trump said the proposal, which must be turned into legislation in Congress, is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and pro-American. For a second day, members of the Ugandan parliament Wednesday engaged in brawls over a controversial effort to change the constitutional age limit to allow long-serving President Yoweri Museveni to seek another term. The 73-year-old Mr. Museveni has been in power since 1986. An Ohio coroner said Wednesday American student Otto Warmbier, imprisoned in North Korea for 17 months, died from a lack of oxygen and blood to the brain. But Dr. Lakshmi Samarko could not definitively say he had been tortured.
The fact that he has anoxic encephalopathy, or brain damage caused by the lack of oxygen to the brain, we don't know what the root cause of that is.
She said the 22-year-old University of Virginia student's death June 19, just days after being returned to the U.S., was due to an unknown injury. Hugh Hefner, founder of Playboy magazine, has died. He was 91. Hefner founded the magazine in 1953 that built a brand that helped define the sexual revolution of the 20th century. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.